From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the changes that has settled into our hobby is the idea of instant gratification. We can get a license, our station equipment, and be on air with almost no delays. This came to mind as I wondered when my new programming cable would appear in the letterbox. Some time ago, I indulged in the purchase of a Chinese-made dual bander for 2 metres and 70 centimetres. A while later, we moved QTH, and as usual, it seems, certain things seem to have disappeared from the moving boxes, almost like the mystery of socks that go from the washing machine. Anyway, I have this miniature treasure waiting to go into the newly acquired vehicle, and there was no programming lead. No worries, order a new one. The letterbox isn't giving up any treasures, and the antenna mount and programming lead are somewhere between China and Eastern Australia, whilst I wonder wistfully when I will get to play with some new toys. Before the CB era, so much of any amateur station was what we call homebrew, and sourcing components could literally take many months. You can imagine having to delve through overseas magazines that were about 3 months in hitting the newsagents or letterbox, using old-fashioned snail mail and bank transfers to get items. The regulations prevented arranging sales on air, but Good Samaritans could smooth the way by purchasing locally and shipping to you. What a far cry from the internet age when we search online, query the vendor by chat, and can have overseas shipping in under a week by paid courier. It seems that the CB boom time coincided with the boom in electronics outlets that supported amateur radio with in-store stock from everything from components to brand-name rigs. Times have moved on, and online sales and the small profit margins have largely seen the storefront retailer disappear from our streets. However, when the itch occurs, we can scratch and get fast relief, and never know what hole punches look like or even recognise the smell of hot solder. It might be not quite the same as picking up your toy from the main street in your town, but getting on air and upgrading a station can be a pretty fast process. So if you get the urge to join the amateur radio community, you have a choice to buy locally or overseas, or even commit to do something totally old-fashioned and make some things yourself. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.